Let the breathing become organic, uncontrolled, unregulated, natural, and start observing it at the level of the nostrils or wherever you feel it more distinctly. See if it's shallow, deep, slow, fast. As always, no judging, no weighing, just observing as it is. Your body is still. Your spine is long and strong, and your posture is solid, unperturbed, proud, present. Complete stillness is key for the success of this technique. Total stillness, but at the same time soft, not rigid or stiff. Only the breath remains, but it is itself uncontrolled, unregulated. The moment you've noticed that you've been lost in thought, simply observe the thought itself, whether it's images or words, your internal dialogue. Just notice. Notice how it disappears as you become aware of it. And naturally, and organically come back to the sensations of breathing. See if you can notice the next inhalation, the moment it begins, and so too with the exhalation. See if you can notice the pauses in between the breaths. even if you're in the midst of an interesting thought. Just let it go. Simply observe the thought itself, and then return to the breath as the thought disappears. Make sure you understand what we're doing here. We're not actually trying to push thoughts away. That would be aversion. No, we are, again and again, relaxing the grip of identification with thoughts. We are seeing their fleeting nature, and we are learning to let go of them with acceptance and an understanding of their nature. Where do you feel the breath? From which nostril is the air going in and coming out? Notice how your internal narrator is articulating those information to you, even though you already know them through direct awareness of your breath. This itself is a thought. See if you can notice when this thought, or any other thought, dissipates. And when it dissipates, where does it go? Try to see what gives a thought, not what it is saying, but what is the very nature of thought? through awareness of them. Just as they arise, you see that thought have no substance at all. They have no power at all. The only power they have is the power we give them. And we give them tremendous power when they go unnoticed, when they sneak up on us and capture us. So this exercise allows us to see the selfless nature of thought, and it gives us the ability to choose which are helpful and which ones are not. Which ones do I act on? Which ones do I let go of? As you keep practicing, you will begin to develop this wise discernment. Again, when you realize that you've been lost in thought, simply observe the thoughts as if from a distance and then let them fade away. Observing means not continuing to get engulfed, inundated, submerged. It's seeing thoughts objectively. It's breaking the spell of association, of identification with thoughts. see if there is an emotional background associated with a particular thought. Maybe a memory or some planning in the future. Notice how some of those thoughts have an emotional baggage that comes along with them. And those emotions manifest themselves on the body as physical sensations, pleasant or unpleasant. For instance, think of someone you love deeply. Picture that person smiling. And now see how this brightens the mind and how emotions are felt through sensations on your body. Now picture a painful loss in the markets that you had to endure. Let the emotions arise naturally with these thoughts and see what their manifestation looks like on the body. Based on memory in your mind, there might already be a labeling for that emotion: anxiety, frustration, impatience. But what are those, really? As you hold that painful thought in your mind, let it gradually disappear on its own terms. As the thought passes, most of the time what you'll see is that the sensations that remains in the body from that thought, it might still be there, but it doesn't hold that much power over you anymore. Because it's the thought that gave them some kind of meaning or power. Without thoughts, emotions are just physical sensations. And they don't have the same meaning when you look at them this way. Free from the thought or thoughts that's usually associated with them. When you develop such a habit of ungluing, unvelcroing thoughts from sensations, you develop a new and radical way of looking into yourself. You develop a new relationship with yourself, and you transform the way you experience your life, and how you trade is bound to change. Is your attention still on the breath? Sometimes the emotion people feel in meditation is boredom. There's a certain lack of interest. This boredom should be noticed as simply another arising state, not identifying with it, taking it to be I. Emotions also frequently arise around the feeling of bodily pain or discomforts. Notice the emotions that arise with any particular painful or pleasant experience. Again, whatever pleasant sensations or unpleasant sensations that arise are impersonal changing phenomena. Impersonal. They will always arise whether you want it or not, and they will always leave, leaving space for new ones. And the cycle goes on and on and on. Impersonal changing phenomena, my friends. So no attachment, no aversion. Everything is constantly changing.